disembodied art thou, sunk into the black pit, the dark night of the soul. All roads that lead here are scattered with corpses and broken souls and gibbering idiots. Be not a gibbering ape, for all who traverse these dark spheres and explore their shadow selves will emerge as gods. I say this with my mouth, which trembles in memory of a time when demons walked the earth, the various examples of their cookery billowing in the wind. But now, heads roll past my feet, encased in pastry.
The gate has opened!
Enter, dark angels, enter. Prepare ye for the self-immolation rite. Before you is a silver crescent moon. Touch it. You are now entering the dark sphere of Luna. This is earthy, fertile land. A moist, cavernous terrain. A young maiden approacheth, wearing a crescent moon headdress and a blue robe. She is beautiful! She offers her hand in friendship. Touch her hand. Ah. Smooth porcelain, the dew of the moon on her cheeks. But this is a lovely place. Instantly, she transforms into a dark, horned beast, vague in shape, but clear in nature.
The horn proceeds to impale you, gouging your intestines, rupturing your stomach. Blood and bile vomits from your splitting torso. The horn has shattered your vertebrae.
The beast brings down a starless night and withdraws. You see briefly the face of a woman, racked with laughter, mocking your very essence. She too is now gone into the black that gnaws at your astral bones. This is the sphere of hidden knowledge. The blood that continues to gush has formed a glowing red pool. Scry now into the pool. It will show you secrets of what you are, what you want to be, and what you can be. Keep this information clear in your mind. You will need it later. The thick liquid stirs. Look, Look into the pool, you filthy regenerates! Sigil of Mercury. Touch it. Armed with the knowledge extracted from the pool, you are now entering the dark sphere of Mercury. This is a desolate place, heath blasted by fiery tempest, scorpions eating charred animal. See how the dismembered are scattered to the bitter winds. The air congeals and chokes. Farewell, happy fields. Hail, horrors. Hail. This is the sphere of transformation. But do not tremble in the face of a breeze that would dismantle your features. Instead, be indulgent. Remember all that you saw in the bloody pool. Remember your deepest desires. Before you now is a black inverted pentagram. This is the womb of Mercury, the eye of Satan. This is the gateway of transformation. The pentagram will begin to move closer. You will feel the fear and sensuality of metamorphosis. Your form cracking, shedding, and mutating as it takes on the attributes scribed from the previous sphere. Transformation will be complete when you pass through the pentagram and emerge on the threshold of the next sphere as that which you desire to be. Only intense lust for this outcome will pull you through. Passivity will render you as useless ash cast into the pit of a particular nameless horror. Hark! The pentagram grates forth. Transform! Before you is the green sigil of Venus. Touch it. Transformed, you are now entering the third dark sphere. You are standing up to your waist in a freezing river. The torrid waters rushing through a valley of white lilies. In fruitful groves and barren plains, the empty shall drink, and the drunk shall be empty. What passion is this that
tears the sky with storms of blood and black flame. This is the sphere of ecstasy and love. Facing me, further up the river, is a naked woman, corpse white skin and long black hair. She crouches astride the river and menstruates into the water. The blood forms itself into a human figure floating beneath the surface. With your hands, begin to massage the blood into your ideal lover, fashioning every part of him according to your cerebral and animalistic desires. Now, take your lover by the hand. Come, fill the flowing bowl and consummate in the turbulent waters neath the raging sky. Drink now your fill and more of love. Lover, by your side, I put before you the gold sigil of the sun. Touch it. You are now entering the dark sphere of Sol. The swords that cast their shadow over hateful paradise draw back to reveal mountain ranges, majestic against a sky of flame. You are standing on the edge of the circle made by 9 sacrificial stones. Here, there is a thick darkness weaved by the unsated frog and contained by the mountains, those roaring obscurers of that which lies beyond. illuminated by the glow of putrefaction. The corpse of your former self, discarded during transformation, lies in the circle's center. Witness the repulsive entities that violate and mutilate your corpse. This sacred shell is now the prey of every necrophiliac and cannibal. It seems initially that they are performing gross obscenities for pleasure, but look closer. The corpse is delicately gutted, and from the bones extracted, these creatures are constructing a tower that rises far above the mountain peaks. Their work finished, they withdraw, bowing to your superiority and divine disposition. They light a protective circle of fire around the stone. This is the sphere of vision, understanding, and prophecy. Accompanied by your lover, climb the bloody bones to the top. Here, you will see your kingdom surrounding you, stretching out far into the solar fire of increase. See your temples, your riches, your works all in progress. Contemplate all that you have now and all that you hope to achieve in your journey so far as a dark messiah. Take pleasure, for you can make anything possible. Sigil of Mars. Touch it. You are now entering the fifth dark sphere. You are still in the tower, but see how a long, despairing shadow now falls over you, cast from above by a black angel.
What horror is this?
What vileness crawls forth to kill slowly in unnatural fashions? Look! Sky is blackened with smoke!
Have you enjoyed the scene so far? Consider again your kingdoms.
They're being eaten by flames!
Enormous blue larvae leap into the carnage and become bloated on the torrents of blood and the anguished disembowelment of your minions.
She's freed! Does death rise to strangle the living?
Eaten, necks and heads split, broken on strange scaffolding to spew out vile jelly.
The shrieks of the dying fill your ears until they bleed.
Blood also pours from your mouth that hangs open in horror. This is the sphere of sacrifice, death, and destruction.
Your hair is falling out! Look down!
Entities are now dismantling the tower, and they look hungry. Someone is missing.
There, by a sacrificial stone, your lover is being hung, drawn, and quartered by black rot skeletons and other such animated carcasses.
Sanity leaves in the gouge of an eye.
Repulsive entities have torn you to the ground.
But they are saving you till last, when you will begin special and lengthy treatment. For now, they wish you to watch the destruction of all that you are, delighting in your contorting face that bleeds and weeps and becomes as a mask of death.
I will have to leave you here.
For not even I can bear such terrible sights. I may be back in time to save you, but don't count on it.
Solace for the wretched!
Nay, there is only damnation.
Thank you.
returned!
And I see you twitch with life. Verily thou art strong of mind, which is the food that raiseth you. Here, I give you the violet sigil of Jupiter. Touch it, and enter the calm wilderness of the sixth dark sphere. Here, there is soft sand and silence. The crimson sky is starry, and peace fills you like cool water in your skull. Stretch out your limbs. Recline like the albatross that rests its heavy beak upon the graciousness of the hedge. Relax, but mind the various chasms that lead to a shattering of limbs upon vicious rock formations. Every sphere needs amusement. All is gone. Your lover is slaughtered. Do not love so much that you cannot witness the death of your lover. Death, too, is a natural process. Reliable, honorable, and endearing. This is the sphere of wisdom. Running towards you now is a child made entirely of a white brilliance. It stands before you, and the light becomes as a mirror which reflects only you, devoid of those things that you thought would bring power and respect. The power within begins to stir. You begin to realize that you do not need anything, that just yourself is enough. Stay a while in this sphere and meditate upon self-reliance, self-love, self-power, and the kingdom within. Now, before before you is the indigo sigil of Saturn. Touch it. You are entering the seventh and final dark sphere. You are standing on a hill beneath a clear night sky. Directly above is the star known as Naos. It pulsates and grows, illuminating and expectant. The land around is strewn with the burning shards of a dying aeon, suffused with an understanding that only stillness can express when the appearance is burned to ash and the essence is revealed. This is the sphere of chaos. You have become all that you have learned during this journey of self-evolution. You are the essence of everything. And via this alchemical process, you understand that power resides purely in the quality of self-honesty. With this, you have the choice to alter your life and the world in whichever way you feel is necessary. With this knowledge, raise your arms in exultation to the sky. Blow, winds! Crack the temporal! See how the sky splits open at your command. A purple rent tears its way across the heavens. Agios, O Athazar! Black, nebulous shapes descend from the rent to gradually envelop the hill. The gates are aligned! They are returning! Now is the new aeon! Now is chaos! Vindex est Venturus!
And create!